Call a meeting to order on Senate Bill 3-6. Secretary, take the roll.
Senator Ripley.
Here.
Senator Hamlin.
Here.
Senator Vincent.
Here.
Representative McNutt.
Here.
Representative McDonald.
Here.
And Representative Peterson.
Here.
Senator Hamlin. Would you like to start?
Well, Mr. Chairman, we've got governor's amendments that came back. They passed in the Senate. They didn't pass in the House, so we're going to have to sort this thing out. And we've got a copy of the bill as it originally started out, and the one I had when it came back to the Senate's been changed back and forth so many times we kind of lost track. So at least with this, we know where we started, and where, and maybe we can figure out where we want to end up. So.
Turn to Representative Peterson.
I think I can cover the history of it so that everyone knows. I also pulled up the one that went to the governor, and that's the one that was finally adopted by both the House and the Senate. Originally, this was in the Senate, originally in the Senate. It came to the
It came to the House Judiciary Committee, and we had Senator Hamlin presented it. We had testimony on it, and after the testimony, we added the language at the end of the first paragraph that says the district court may award costs or attorney's fees incurred as a result of administrative proceedings. And we also struck the retroactive applicability. After we did that, it passed out of the Judiciary Committee 19-1, and it went to the House floor. When it went to the House floor, Representative McNutt proposed an amendment to strike the district court may award costs or attorney's fees incurred as a result of administrative proceedings. That amendment carried, and the bill passed with that amendment on it. Then it went to third reading, and on third reading, it died. The bill died. So we had an agreement. We got together and had an agreement to restore the language that the district court may award costs or attorney's fees incurred as a result of administrative proceedings. And with that change, it went back to second reading, and it passed 99-1. And then on third reading, it passed 100-0 in the House with this language. It then went to the Senate, and in the Senate, it passed 49-0 on both second and third reading, as it was amended in the House. Then it went to the governor, and the governor suggested the amendment to, take out the district court may award costs or attorney's fees incurred as a result of administrative proceedings. Now, that's the history of it. The reason for putting in the language that we did, the district court may award costs or attorney's fees incurred as a result of administrative proceedings, was because in these proceedings, and we had testimony to this effect, in these proceedings, the bulk, I'd say probably 95% of the costs and expenses that are incurred in these hearings occurs at the administrative level. It doesn't occur when you go to the district court. You go to the district court on the record only, and your attorneys present briefs to the district court. I currently have not a water law case, but administrative law case in the district court in Yellowstone County. And all we do is file briefs. At the administrative hearing, you have your expert witnesses come, your attorneys, and everything happens at that proceeding. So the feeling in the Judiciary Committee was that we agreed with the may, because a may is permissive, and we agreed that the court may award for the administrative hearing as well as the court proceedings, attorney's fees and costs. And it just leaves the discretion completely in the judge. If you're going to approve attorney's fees and costs at the district court level, you got to prove it. You're going to have to come in with proofs to the court. So that's what we did.
So does anybody have concerns with the governor's amendments that improve the bill, disapprove the bill? Why are we here?
I agreed with the governor's amendments. I chaired the Water Policy Committee, and that was where this bill came from. And we thought we had a very simple bill that simply was going to strike shall and insert may award attorney's fees in the court cases. The problem I have with a reach back into the administrative process, the judge has no clue as to what took place during the administrative hearing. They get a record. This has been in law for a long time, and this has been the procedure to go through the administrative process. An application can, somebody objects, they can do an informal hearing, they can do a contested case hearing and make a decision. And we've always, the parties have paid for their own costs at that point. Now, all of a sudden, we want to interject in here that the judge can reach back into that administrative process of which he wasn't a party to, doesn't know what took place, and say, oh, by the way, I think I'll award you your attorney's fees. I think that's blatantly wrong, and I agree with the governor's amendments, because that's the way the bill started out.
Bill sponsor, do you have any comments on the governor's amendments, or?
Representative McNutt's right. That's the way it started out, but we've got, you know, differences of opinion here, and maybe we should ask some Representative Peterson wants to speak again. Let's hear him, and maybe we've got some other lawyers in the room from the DNRC, and let's listen to what they say. Let's find out what's happened with administrative hearings and judgments, if there's a record of that.
I guess Senator or Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Chairman Ripley. I don't agree with the governor's amendments. I didn't know that wasn't obvious when I spoke before, but I didn't, and neither did the House. And we had a substantial, and I wouldn't be surprised if we come back with this bill saying what it, striking that last sentence, we can get the House again to not approve the a free conference committee. So, and I don't want to do that. I want to get this thing resolved. But when we go to the when you have the hearing, and maybe a lot of you don't understand this because you're not attorneys and you don't participate in that field, but in order to establish the costs and attorney's fees in the district court, you have to put on proof of what occurred at the lower level. Now, before this bill came along, the current law as it exists says the court shall award the prevailing party costs and attorney's fees. It doesn't say whether it's just in the district court or whether it's in the administrative proceedings or where it is. But I think you could construe, if you got the right judge, that the court could say, and you can look at the bill and look at what the language was. Currently, the law says the district court shall award the prevailing party reasonable costs and attorney's fees. Could award it at all levels. And so, and I was good with the may to allow the court discretion to award it at all levels, and that's just what this does.
Representative Peterson, I guess I am not an attorney. So thanks for the explanation, but I do agree with the governor that we want to be careful that we don't have a detrimental effect on the senior water right holders either, and I think that could happen. So, Representative Peterson?
Yeah, would you like me to respond to that? I think the senior water rights holder is in best position. And if some, you know, outlaw or somebody else wants to get that water right, wants to challenge that water right, shouldn't the senior water rights holder, who has to come to the administrative proceeding and into the court, shouldn't he get his attorney's fees and costs if somebody's challenging him? Senior water rights. I got clients who got senior rights back into the late 1800s. And so I think it's beneficial to the senior water rights holder to be able to get attorney's fees and costs at all levels.
Representative McDonald.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, I think as Representative Peterson has explained, the House has twice resoundingly rejected the concept that the administrative expenses could not be reimbursed at the discretion of a judge. And so what I would like to suggest as a way to move this legislation through is to basically go back to the first iteration, in essence, that came out of the Water Policy Committee, which I do believe would be acceptable to all parties. And I shouldn't say that, but I've spoken with some of the folks who were opposed to the bill as it came back from the governor and as it originally came from the Senate, and they would be very supportive of addressing, would support the bill as it came out of the committee, interim committee. So we just have been distributed a copy of that piece. I'm not sure about the retroactive applicability, if that needs to be a part of it, but certainly the bill as it read in, the first version there is one that I think, you know, I could support. And I would stand up and support in the House. I don't know how that works in terms of responding to a governor's amendment procedurally or how we do that, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hamlet, it's your bill.
I think the retroactive clause needs to go. I think we determined that one for sure in all the hearings we had. But I would ask that we've got three lawyers sitting out there. I'd ask them to come up one at a time and give us their ideas on how they view this.
Is that a motion to delete the retroactive applicability, or just wait on that, or?
No, I just want their take of the original bill, and
a little hesitant to open it up to three different lawyers' opinions, but in the essence of time, without objection, briefly,
Senator Hamlet, I had a question,
or Senator Vincent,
Representative Peterson, if. As the law currently is, you made the case that it could be construed that the court could award costs all the way back to administrative hearings. You could make that argument, you said, right?
I think you could make the argument that the court shall.
Or shall.
Yeah.
So my question is, would you also make the argument for May?
Yes, yes, I think you could. The way I just thought it clarified it by including that last sentence. But yes, yeah, you could make that argument.
Representative McNutt.
I would be inclined to accept Representative McDonald's suggestion. That's the way it's been. Even with the word shall in there, that's the way it was. Our endeavor was to not to give the judge some latitude in making that decision and not an affirmative that he shall. So if we were so inclined to go back to the original bill I've introduced with the May in there, and if it pleases the committee to strike the retroactive applicability, I'd be in favor of that.
Senator Peterson?
Representative
Peterson. Yeah. Give me Peterson.
I don't think I'll ever be there, Senator Ripley. I don't really have a lot of problem with that. I think it's not clear. I think it's not clear at that point. But if the committee would all agree to that, I don't have much problem. It gives the judge the discretion to look both at administrative and that. And striking the retroactive applicability, I don't think there's ever been a problem with that.
Senator Hammond.
Could Candace Les come in?
Without objection.
Mr. Chairman and members of the conference committee, I'm Candace Les from the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation. Our concern has always been that we want to encourage participation at the administrative level. And so we had some concerns with the language of the bill as it was amended because it appeared as though it was encouraging courts essentially to reach back to the administrative process for providing for fees and costs to appellants and appellees who might prevail at the district court after an administrative process. We think it's critical that objectors come in. We would not want to discourage it by having a cloud that they may, in fact, be obligated to pay attorney's fees. But if that language, if the entire sentence is stricken from the amended language, the sentence is stricken and it goes back to the WPIC bill, I think that still does provide some clear discretion to the court without making it expressly encouraging them to reach back to the administrative level. And it's something that I think our administrative process could live with. Thank you.
Senator Hamlin.
Could Abigail St. Lawrence give her opinion?
That sounds like I would agree with
okay, then may I say something?
Sure. Senator Hammond.
I believe Representative Peterson's right on his thought that the way it is right now, a judge could go back to the administrative process because, you know, they're looking at the whole body of everything that happened. It doesn't say that, but I think it's kind of, it's open, certainly. So if we can get May in there and go back to where we were, and if Representative Peterson will agree, I think we go on.
Representative Peterson.
Mr. Chair, since Candace West testified, I'd like to ask her a question.
Without objection.
Okay. Mr. Chairman and Ms. West, do you agree that if that last sentence is stricken and May is inserted, that if the court had a case that I'd call a bad case where somebody was just trying to harass a senior water rights holder, that the court could go back into the administrative proceeding and award costs and attorney's fees?
Mr. Chairman and Representative Peterson, they could and they have.
Okay. Thank you.
Senator Hamlin.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to ask Candace West a question.
Ms. West.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Hamlin.
Mr. Chairman, Ms. West, what's the history of this? How many cases are you aware of that this has happened? Do you know that offhand? In the last 10 years.
The briefest, most recent.
I'm aware of only two situations where that has occurred.
And what's the time frame?
And Ms. Lindleaf Hall was representing one of the parties in the most recent case. The most recent case was, I guess it was 2 years ago, wasn't it, that those attorney's fees were awarded? Or was it longer? Just a year ago that they were finally awarded. Yeah.
Thank you. Is there a motion? Further discussion?
You know, I would move that we do go back to the original bill and strike the Section 3.
And excuse me, for Representative McNutt, Which line is that then? Just
we would
section, all of section three?
Yes.
Okay. So the motion is to go back to the original bill with May and strike section three of the bill. Further discussion? Seeing none, Representative McDonald.
Mr. Chairman, I would support that motion. I think that hopefully gets us to a place where we can move forward with this legislation and all support it. So
it'll be all right. Further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Peterson.
I think this will pass. I guess being an attorney, I like a lot of clarity, and I think that other sentence made it very clear that they could. And didn't require, but said they could. But I guess I'm reasonable.
I appreciate your honesty. I think ambiguity is probably job security, but clarity.
I got to make one comment that he's been very clear that he wants to be clear.
Further discussions? Seeing none, questions have been called. Secretary, call the roll.
Senator Ripley.
Yes.
Senator Hamlet.
Yes.
Senator Vincent.
Yes.
Representative McNutt. Representative McDonald.
Yes.
And Representative Peterson.
No.
And motion carries.
Okay, so that concludes the discussion on the free conference committee for Senate Bill 36. Senator Hamlet.
Mr. Chairman. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, it was just pointed out to us that the bill that went to the governor, Section 3 was an applicability date. The old bill had a Section 3 in it that was a retroactive. So we need to make sure that we're referring to the right paragraph that's being deleted. It is a retroactive one.
I think the record would reflect that it was the retroactive applicability.
Yeah, it's not Section 3.
Section 3.
As the one that went to the governor.
As in the bill before us.
Mr. Chairman,
I
move Senate Bill 36 as amended.
Been moved by Senator Vincent to concur in Senate Bill 36 as amended. Question's been called.
Mr. Chairman, I think the concern is that the new Section 3, I think, would be fine with everyone around in this room, and we want to make sure to keep that in the bill. So just so we're clear on that, and we don't need to amend it in order to do that. Correct?
I think that's been made clear.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there any doubt or questions? Okay. The bill as amended, then. We'll try a voice vote. All in favor, signify saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Note the Senator Peterson, or Representative Peterson, has voted nay. Meeting adjourned. Has voted nay. Meeting adjourned.